Huge crowds traveled from all over the country to pay their respects at a celebration of life held for Sergeant Michael Leo, Tayuz, on Thursday, October 19 at the Ulis Community Center in Mount Currie. Friends, family and colleagues gathered to pay tribute to the much-loved character, described as a hard-working member of the Statlamex Tribal Police Service and a familiar, friendly face to the entire community. The beloved father was known to treat everyone with fairness and respect, and was a role model for the youth to look up to. He passed away October 13 in Mount Currie. A traditional wake was held Wednesday, October 18, with speakers and hand drummers present. All police officers stood together to pay their respects to the kind-hearted hero. Afterwards, Leo's family and tribal police colleagues escorted him from the Squamish Funeral Chapel to his home in Mount Currie. Sergeant Leo's unwavering commitment and dedication were evident throughout his remarkable 34-year tenure as a member of the Statlamex Tribal Police Service in Mount Currie, B.C., said Regional Chief Terry Tija of the B.C. Assembly of First Nations, in a release. As a respected protector and mentor, he played a pivotal role in his communities, breaking down barriers and paving the way for other First Nations individuals aspiring to pursue careers in policing and law enforcement. Zetelace Community School closed its doors on the day of the funeral, to allow staff and students to pay their respects to Leo, while a GoFundMe page launched October 15 aims to help cover the family's expenses. It also gave people a space to pay tribute to Leo. My point in this message is to reach out farther than the immediate community to collect funds for something more than a headstone, wrote Leo's cousin, Saktalepa Simtsemasen, Dean Hill, on the GoFundMe page. This cost will be significant and my cousin deserves it for what he has given of himself to his community, to his province and to his country in his commitment to his First Nations policing, as a leader, a role model, and an immensely caring community member of Lilwat. My cousin fought daily for the betterment of all without discrimination or bias, and his life efforts bore great fruit and will continue for posterity. As of October 24, the fundraiser had collected $4,110. The Highway Cafe in Pemberton donated 100% of its smash burger sales to the Leo family on Friday, October 19. Co-owner Laura Mooney sent their deepest condolences to the Lilwat Nation. Michael Leo was an integral part of the community, she said. It is such a tragic loss to his family, friends and to Lilwat Nation and the surrounding communities. We are close with several members of his family and want to help out in any way we can. The funds raised will go towards the GoFundMe, which will assist his family moving forward. We've heard so many positive stories about him since his passing, and there's no doubt he will be deeply missed by everyone.